Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is the Word Up Podcast, a program where we discuss YouVersion's Bible verse of the day. I'm Matthew Ogers, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. In today's episode, we will be looking at true freedom. Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. We will read from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. It reads, "Now the Lord in this passage is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom." That was the Good News translation. And we will read the Passion translation as well, which says, "Now the Lord I'm referring to is the Holy Spirit, and wherever He is Lord, there is freedom." Lovely verse of scripture. The term Lord is commonly used in our society, and we all will be conversant with it, like landlord, drug lord, warlord, etc. So I quickly made a journey to the dictionary for some meaning and found some interesting facts. The word Lord has different meanings and applications, but one thing is common to all. It refers to someone with a high level of power and authority. A drug lord is very powerful and influential in the area of drug dealership. The House of Lords are officials of very high ranks, right? The judge in the court of law is addressed as "my lord" in many countries. That's the person with the power to decide whether someone is bound for many years or set free. Interestingly, my dictionary ended that part of definitions recognizing that Lord also means God. It says in the Christian religion, referring to God or Jesus Christ. It's quite interesting, isn't it? I'd like us to look at the operation of lords. Jesus, speaking in the book of Luke chapter 11, 21 and 22, says, "When a strong man with many weapons guard his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he comes to attack and overpower him, the stronger one will empty the arsenal in which he trusted. The conqueror will ransack his kingdom and distribute all the spoils of victory." That was Luke 11, 21 and 22 from the Passion Translation. So there are certain things that hold people bondage today, and indeed they are strong, because the people in question cannot break free from them. Things like addiction, depression, which is a deep spirit of sadness, anxiety, which is the spirit of fear, sickness, which is affliction from the enemy Satan. Many in our world are head bound by these so-called powerful forces. Please note that the defending champions hold that title until they are beaten by a stronger team. You were not created to always live in fear. Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. God wants you to have a fantastic life. All right, I'll say that again. God wants you to have a fantastic life. It's not God's will for you to be perpetually sad, which is called depression in medical parlance. The prophet Isaiah, speaking about Jesus' assignment in Isaiah 61 and 3, he says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, the word heaviness was gotten from the word which means feeble, and feeble means to be weak, without energy, without strength or power. The word heaviness was also gotten from the word which means obscure, which means not known to many, not clear or easily understood. It also means to be despondent, which means to be unhappy with no hope or enthusiasm. If anyone is feeling constantly unhappy or sad with no hope or enthusiasm for 2 weeks or more, you meet the criteria to be diagnosed with depression. And we see here that this is one of the many things that Jesus has come to change. He's come to give joy to those who are depressed. Someone listening to me now is thinking, are you saying no Christian is ever depressed? No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is Jesus can turn around sadness, depression, to joy, to anyone who opens his or her heart to him to do so. So there could be many Christians that have not opened their hearts to Jesus to do that, and they will not experience that part of his ministry, all right? The things we've mentioned are quite powerful, right? They're strong, so strong that they keep strong men and women indoors. People who would lift heavy weights at the gym can be paralyzed by these forces of anxiety and depression, you name it. And medications, counseling, and other forms of support help to balance things, but they don't bring freedom, all right? In St. Luke chapter 11, a man was unable to speak for many years. And Jesus said that was so because a demon held that man captive. And through superior authority, Jesus cast out the demon from the man and he was able to speak. Remember we said the only way the defending champions can be defeated is when someone stronger beats them to it. We've talked about about several lords today in this discussion. Now let's go back and take another look at our verse for today. I trust God to set people free today as you begin to open your heart to Jesus. Our verse for today says, now the Lord in this passage is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom. The Holy Spirit is the Lord we're referring to here. Even the Cambridge Dictionary recognizes this. It says you cannot have the Holy Spirit living in you and also be in bondage. It says the two cannot go together. The Holy Spirit is the power channel of God. He had to move in the beginning in Genesis 1 and 2 when the earth was formless and chaotic and void. God released his power through his Spirit to examine the situation before he spoke for light to be. Are you experiencing dark thoughts, suicidal thoughts, feeling worthless and hopeless, feeling anxious all the time? By all means, please get medical help urgently by calling, the relevant numbers that you've got in your locality or going to the A&E. But while you're at it, ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and ask Jesus to shine his light in your heart. As we bring this to a wrap today, I'll share one more story of a man who was named according to his condition. His name was Bartimaeus, but he was called blind Bartimaeus. He heard that Jesus was passing by, just like you are hearing me today, that Jesus is by the doorstep of your heart. He cried out like someone desperate for something, and indeed he was desperate. He utilized the limited senses he had left. He did not have the sense of sight, but he had that of hearing and smell and to feel and the likes of them. He called to Jesus despite being shouted down by the crowd, and Jesus heard him. And guess what? Jesus asked him a question which I thought was funny. He asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" That may sound funny to you as well as it was to me, but God wants to know what we really want. If Bartimaeus wanted some coins, that's exactly what he would have received. But he wanted something more than that. He wanted freedom. It is my desire that having listened to today's episode, someone would go into their room and have talks with Jesus regarding something real deep. I've noticed with God that when we focus on the deep things, he gives us those things of eternal value which we seek, as well as the superficial things which we were not focused on. Ask Bartimaeus, ask King Solomon, Moses, and the likes. God wants you and I to live in absolute freedom. But do you really want to be free? Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, the gift of your Spirit, which has come to bring freedom to us, to everyone who opens their heart to your Spirit. Dear Lord, I pray for everyone listening to me today that you bring freedom to their heart. Help them to open their heart to you and to obtain the freedom that you give. Salvation first, and the freedom that comes with it. Thank you, dear Father. I speak freedom to everyone held captive by every form of bondage. Be free by the power of God's Spirit. Set you free from bondage, the bondage that the enemy has kept you in for so long. I decree your freedom right now, in the name of the most powerful Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for listening. Always a pleasure to bring you God's word. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning into the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up podcast. God bless you.